In today's Mishnayot, we learn the fourth and final Mishnah from the first Perek Masechta Zvachim, and then we'll begin the second Perek. And we've learned, when we began in this Masechta, that for the Korban Pesach and for the sin offering for the Chatat, specifically Korban Pesach, the time it's meant to be brought, if someone slaughtered the animal with the wrong machshava, meaning they had the intention at the time that it was going to be for a different Korban, that will invalidate the Korban. And at the time I said that it's not just a shchita, meaning the slaughter, but also one of the other three critical avodot, the processes as well, that if the wrong machshav will be a problem. So the mission begins. Pesach v'chatat sheshachtav shelo lishman. So again, we're dealing with Korban Pesach, or the sin offering that was slaughtered shelo lishman, or alternatively, kibel, or the person received the blood in the klisharet, the special utensil that was used to collect the blood, v'hilech, or he took it to the mizbeach, or he zarak, or he threw the blood on the mizbeach, shelo lishman, with the intention for it to be used for a different korban, or shelishman, or shelo lishman, or shelo lishman v'lishman. So then, what the Mishnah is saying now, that if he did one of the original avodot properly, meaning for the purpose of using the example of a sin offering, and one of the later ones, shelo lishman, meaning for the purpose of a different one, all the other around, the issue is one of the earlier avodot, for example, shchita, was a problematic, but the rest of it was okay, then that would be a problem. So the Mishnah is going to spell this out. Ketzad lishman v'shelo lishman, how is it that we had initially it was okay and then not? That's, for example, Hashem Pesach was done at the time he did one of the Avodah. He thought initially that it was going to be for the purpose of Korban Pesach, and then switched it. Now, this can even be within one of a single Avodah itself, and switched it that it should be for a Shlamim. Shelo Lishman v'Lishman, how is it possible that you could have it Shelo Lishman and then it become Lishman? So Mishnah says this is even once again within one of the Avodah. So he starts doing Shchita Shelo Lishman, for example, Lashem Shlamim. And then he realizes, oh, this is meant to be a Korban Pesach, and he finishes the Shchita with the intention that it was be for Korban Pesach. Mishnah says, in both situations, we're going to have a problem. It's going to be Pasul. Let's continue. Shazevach nifsal ba'ar badvarim, that the Korban become Pasul with the wrong intention with one, in one of these four critical avodot. What are they? That's Shchita, the slaughter. Kibul, that's catching the blood. Hiluch, that's taking the blood, walking it to the Mizbeach, and Zrikath, casting the blood on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon HaVeis says, Machshir b'hiluch. He says that actually, it's only three that are problematic. Taking the blood to the Mizbeach, even the wrong Machshava, if it's Shlo Yishmo, the Korban would be fine, even for a Korban Pesach or Korban Chatat. Why? Shia Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon would say, Iyaf Shar Shlo b'shchita, v'shelo b'kabbalah, v'shelo b'zrika. When it comes to slaughtering the animal, catching the blood, and throwing it in the mizbeach, these cannot be avoided. So therefore, the intention is critical there. However, aval efshar shelo b'iluch, it's possible that I can take the animal, as this Mishnah says, shochet b'tzadim mizbeach v'zorek. I can avoid walking to the mizbeach by simply taking the animal and slaughtering at the foot of the mizbeach. I can accept it and immediately cast it on the mizbeach. So therefore, since he says it can be avoided, therefore the wrong intention during holacha is not a problem. However, the Chachamim say no. What's their proof that it's critical, meaning that it is considered avoda and machshav would be a problem? That is because, let's say, while it's true, it could be avoided by slaughtering the animal by mizbeach, but let's say it was at a distance from mizbeach and the blood was taken by a non-kohen to mizbeach. We find in that situation that the korban would be invalid, it would be pasul. The Chachamim say, you see from this that holacha is an avodah, and it has to be done by the kohenim, and therefore machshava, even in walking to the mizbeach, is a problem. Now what about shchita? Just to introduce this bit of information, shchita doesn't have to be done by a kohen. So why is it that everyone, whether would agree that shchita, the wrong machshava is a problem, the wrong intention is bad? That is because shchita, you cannot be avoided, and therefore, by Tereferet explains that's why Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon both agree that wrong machshav in shchita would be problematic. Let's continue. Rabbi Elazar says, "Hamelech b'makom shu tzarich lehalech, hamachshava poselet. Makom she'ein tzarich lehalech, ein hamachshava poselet." Which means, according to Rabbi Elazar, he sort of partially agrees with Rabbi Shimon. Just to be clear, if he was walking it to the mizbeach, then, yes, a wrong lishma would be a problem, meaning if he had the intention for another korban. If, however, he was walking it away from the mizbeach to a different location, in other words, this action of holacha was unnecessary, then he would agree with the Rabbi Shimon and say, in that situation, yes, the wrong machshava wouldn't be a problem. Clearly, on his way back, that's when the machshava would be a problem, because now he's heading towards the mizbeach, and that holacha, that carrying the blood, is considered important and critical. Let's now learn the first Mishnah and the second Perek. The Mishnah begins. Kol hazvachim shekibel daman. So we've learnt in the first perek one type of psul, one type of activity that would make this korban invalid. And then that was if you had the wrong intention. In other words, specifically that was only going to be problematic for a sin offering and a korban pesach. And if without offering an intention during one of the four critical avodot that you were going to do it, this was going to be for a different korban. What the Mishnah mentions now is other psulim, other things that can go wrong that will invalidate the korban. The first is kol hazvachim, any korban, shekibel daman, that blood was collected with one of the kli sharet from the neck of the animal, and the person who did so was a zar, meaning someone who was not a kohen. Or alternatively, even if it was a kohen, but it was an onen, is an individual who had lost a close relative. The person's died, and it's on the day of the death. Or tvulyon, we're assuming now it's a kohen because it's not the issue of zar anymore, that was tameh. He's immersed in the mikvah, and now he's just waiting for nightfall to complete the tahara process, as we learned in the very first Mishnah of Brachot, when we first started learning together. Or the next one is mechusar begadim, or if a kohen wasn't wearing all the garments he's meant to wear. Or next is mechusar kippurim. This is an individual that part of his tahara process is that even though he's been to the mikvah, he has to bring a korban to finish it. Therefore, he's considered mechusar kippurim. That would be, for example, a zav or a matzora, and we'll learn about these later. Or shalorotzuch rachutz yadayim raglaim. We're dealing with a kohen who caught the blood, but he hadn't washed his hands and feet prior to engaging in this avodah. Next is an arel, a kohen who hasn't had brit milah. Tamer, a kohen who is impure. Next is yoshev, a kohen who sat on the floor and collected it, because one's not allowed to sit and do avodah. That would invalidate the work. Next is omed al gabei kelim. He was standing, however, he stood on some utensils, or al gabei behem, on an animal, or al gabei raglei chavir, or standing on the feet of his friend. Now, why that problem? That is because there cannot be any chatzitza, any separation between the kohen's feet and the floor of the azara. So if any of these things go wrong, Mishnah says pasal, the korban is considered pasul. Next is, what if kibel besmol? What if the kohen accepted the blood or collected the blood, but used his left hand to hold the utensil? In that situation, Mishnah continues, according to Chachamim, it would be also considered invalid. That is because it says, v'lakacha kohen midamachatat be'etzbo v'natan, that the kohen collected or took the blood, midamachatat, from the blood of the sin offering, be'etzbo, with his finger, v'natan, and placed it. So when we ever have the word yad or etzba, it's understood by Chazal, it refers to the one's right hand, as is learnt clearly from the parasha of Metzora. And therefore, both the catching the blood or the zrika, if it's on the left hand, will become make it invalid. However, Rabbi Shimon says, Machshir says it's actually okay. Why? Because it's only when he looks at the pasuk, he says, v'lakach ha-kohen midam ha-parv, well, that's one thing. V'natan, be'etzba'o v'natan, that's learnt separately. So he understands it's only the natan, the zrika, that has to be done with the right hand and not the kabbalah. He's dorish the pasuk only one way, as opposed to the chachamim that say be'etzba'o applies to both elements in this pasuk, both the lakach and natan. Next, nishpach ala ritzbah, if the blood, let's say the blood squirted out of this animal, went onto the floor. In other words, it wasn't collected in a kli, and the kohen then collected it from the ground. Mishnah says that would also be pasul, because it says v'lakach midam ha-par, has to be collected from, meaning the dam has to be collected directly from the par, not from the floor. Next, natan, let's say they did the zrikata dam, they place this blood al gabei kevesh, on the ramp of the mizbeach, or shelo k'neged hayesod, or it's meant to be placed on the side of the mizbeach. However, it wasn't placed over the region of the Mizbeach that had the Yesod. So to explain what the Yesod is, the Mizbeach wasn't just a large box. It was about the size of probably nearly a two-story building. We'll learn about the dimensions when we learn in Masechta Midot in more detail. But important for now is that the Yesod is a small part that jutted out at the base, about an amma high and an amma wide. And that didn't go around the entire Mizbeach, only really two sides and slightly bent around the other two sides, so full two sides and slightly on the remaining two sides. So if someone sprinkled the blood, but it wasn't above location where the yisod was, that would be a problem. Natana tatin lamata lamalan, or then it's natin lamala lamata. So this is important to understand that certain korban, the blood was thrown, was on the top half of the mizbeach, and some was down the bottom. There was actually a red line that went through the middle of the mizbeach to separate the bloods that were meant to be thrown the top and the bottom. If the coin placed in the wrong location, so I've been talking about really discussion Mizbeach is talking about the large Mizbeach that was outside the Kodesh, so it was in the temple courtyard. However, the sun blood was also placed on the small Mizbeach inside. Very few korbanot, we'll learn about in detail later, actually inside the Kodesh, in the Mizbeach HaKetoret. So Mishnah says, if someone placed the blood on the wrong mizbeach, either it was meant to be on the inside and he placed it on the outside or vice versa, then that would also be pasul. However, all those things that went wrong, yes, it would invalidate the korban, but if someone consumes some of the meat from that korban, Mishnah says, v'ein bahem karet, the punishment of karet would not apply. And it's important to teach us that because, as we'll be learning in the coming Mishnah out, that it is a issue that can occur with a korban, that if someone eats from that korban subsequently, they would be punishable with karet. So Mishnah says in this case, ein bo karet. Those are Mishnah today.